Mr. Speaker.
Order.
In contrast to the rest of the week, there was just one question about tax havens and foreign trusts, and it got this answer from the Minister of Revenue.
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I did answer that question yesterday and the day before and I think last week, but I'll remind the member that the IRD is very satisfied that when they need the information, a full description of the activities of the trust is available on request and proactively if necessary.
The question was from the Greens spokeswoman on finance and revenue, Julianne Genta.
Doesn't the minister think it would be helpful to have more information available, for the IRD to have more information so they can clearly determine if a trust is legitimate or not?
But the minister rejected Ms. Genta's suggestion that the Shewan inquiry into foreign trusts should be broadened to look at their use for tax evasion.
Speaker, I see no reason to do so, particularly given that the issue of look-through companies and shell companies for use as vehicles for some purposes that might not be consistent with tax law has already been fixed.
Revenue Minister Michael Woodhouse answering question number one, while number two was a government patsy which brought Finance Minister Bill English to his feet and open to questions from the opposition, including this one from his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
Can the Finance Minister assure New Zealanders he will not be selling off any more state houses?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, no. In fact, probably the opposite, because we believe having thousands of the wrong size of houses in places where they're not needed is not a good use of taxpayers' money. We focus on meeting the needs of tenants, not holding on to the houses built in the 1960s.
Order.
Mr. Twyford, a little interjection is acceptable, but when it's a Barrett like that, it's not.
Phil Twyford is Labour's spokesman on building and housing, and he had this question for the minister responsible for that portfolio, Nick Smith.
Has he sought $2 billion in the budget for his surplus Crown Land Fund, given that to secure the first 13 hectares of the 500 he promised, it cost over $50 million and is yet to deliver any houses?
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I have sought funding in the budget, and that will be found out whether that has been successful or not on Budget Day. Only a few more sleeps, Mr. Robertson, and Mr. English will reveal all.
And that'll be on Thursday week, May the 26th, after this week's adjournment. Meantime, though, from houses to hemp, with this report from Rhys Lyon in the committee rooms.
The hemp industry in New Zealand was the subject of a briefing to members of the Primary Production Committee from Hemp Industries Association President Richard Barge, who said the business of hemp was a broad and varied one.
Because if you're interested in agriculture, get involved in growing it. If you're interested in paper, start making paper and pulp. If you're interested in food and nutrition, get involved in the food products. We've just seen how this hemp seed, I mean, it's now considered a superfood because of the qualities it has involved, the minerals and also the essential fatty acid profile. It's an amazing food.
A use of hemp for which Mr. Barge could personally attest.
And I'll be honest, I'm using this as my breakfast cereal and it's a Class C drug. And every time I think about that, I just think, you know, how just ridiculous that is.
Mr. Barge explained the difference between industrial hemp and recreational marijuana.
It is cannabis. It looks the same as cannabis. There's no two ways about that. But marijuana has a THC. Now, THC is a cannabinoid, which is associated with the psychoactive high. So what you've got is a recreational product that has between 3 and 30% THC. Industrial hemp has less than 0.35% THC. So there's no way there's enough significant amounts of THC in there to be a problem as far as a drug goes. So straight away, we've got something that is not a drug. It is just another agricultural crop.
And Mr. Barge suggested that's why the hemp industry should be controlled by the Ministry of Primary Industries rather than the Ministry of Health.
To be honest, the Ministry of Health are probably under-resourced as far as this goes. And this is where it sort of comes back to, you know, are they the best government organisation to actively sort of foster and run the industry, whereas MPI would be a better fit because it's just another agricultural crop.
Hemp Industries Association President Richard Barge with that submission to the Primary Production Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Back in the Chamber, the House wound up the week by giving the government's Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement Amendment Bill a first reading and sending it off to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee for more submissions from the public. I'm Tom Pruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.